Welcome to Rainy Day Rabbit Holes,
a uniquely Pacific Northwest podcast.
I'm Shay.
And I'm Jody.
Let's fall down the rabbit hole.
Hey, my friends. If you are tuning in on April 10th looking for your regularly scheduled episode, just wanted to give you a heads up that it will be released tomorrow, April 11th. It's a special collaboration episode with the Effed Up History podcast, and we turned it into a two-part episode. So you can get part one over at the Effed Up History feed and then tune in tomorrow morning to our feed for part two. So we just want to let you know so you weren't confused. But while we got you here, we want to give you an update on the suspected serial killer from the Portland, Oregon area that we talked about on episode four. That one was the This Is Not a Dinosaur podcast in Oregon's 2023 serial killer episode. It's kind of a long title. So if you want more details, go back and listen to that episode. I thought that was a good one. That was when we went to prehistoric gardens.
Yes. So,
and I humped dinosaurs.
You doggy danced.
I doggy danced. Like Larry.
Yeah.
On a dinosaur. So first off, before we start, I just want to put it out there that he has not been charged or convicted, and the presumption of innocence is, until proven guilty, is still your legal right in this country. So any connection to the death of the women that we talk about is still just a legend. But he's still a piece of shit.
Regardless yes. of the alleged crimes. Exactly. The proven
Yeah, he's had proven facts that make him a piece of crap. All right. So quick recap of that 2023 case. In 2023, the bodies of four or five, according to some sources, I've seen it. They say four women that they're linking together in some places, but then five in other places. I know there were five or six bodies found in the greater Portland metro area in 2023 that, you know, the media was lumping together. So I don't know how many of these are actually being linked together in any cases. So four young women were found in the greater Portland, Oregon metro area. And four of the women who police originally denied being connected are now possibly being linked to one man. This alleged killer is Jesse Lee Calhoun, and he had just been released on early parole through a program that allowed certain eligible offenders to be released early if they participated in fighting Oregon wildfires. So in 2020, Oregon had some of the worst wildfire season in history, and so they had certain inmates go out and help fight them, and they got a commutated sentence. When people are like, oh, well, Kate Brown let him out of jail earlier, and so he did these things. He would have been out of jail anyway by the time the women started going missing.
By the time they go missing, he would have been released. His release date had passed.
Yeah.
His early release had no impact on
Right.
him.
It does not appear. Wait. So he was in prison for a couple of crimes, and one of them was having been discovered through a traffic stop carrying 500 rounds of ammo and 6 grams of meth. Like you do.
Like you
Guns
do.
Guns and meth.
Like you do. Well, like you do in Portland.
Right. And while he was awaiting sentencing for that, he assaulted a police officer and strangled the canine officer.
What?
Remember that?
Like dad? Oh, that's right. I do
remember.
Yeah,
the dog.
Because I just got as angry as I did last
And then so he was released in 2021, and that was his early sentence. He was released 11 months early. He was supposed to be released in July of 2022, and he was released in June of 2021. The four women started disappearing around November of 2022, and so between November of 22 and April of 2023, or May of, yeah, they were disappearing between in that time. And the four women are Kristen Smith, Charity Perry, Bridget Webster, and Ashley Reel. And the fifth woman who is possibly linked is Joanna Speaks. Possibly had past relationships with two of these women. I know one of them actually had reported a domestic assault incident with him that earlier fall.
And they're related. Like, was she a stranger?
No. No, he had had a relationship with her.
With her.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, lost track.
So he was rearrested on June 6, 2023 by a SWAT team in Milwaukee area, and to try to avoid the arresting...
Milwaukee, Oregon.
Right? Yeah, Milwaukee, mm-hmm. Oregon, sorry. And he jumped into the Willamette River.
Oh my.
To try to avoid the escape. This is a piece of information I didn't have in the last episode. Mm. I was like, oh, that's great. And then his commutation was revoked in August of 2023. Because if you get out early on parole and then you do crimes,
you revert back.
Yeah. So he has been writing messages to the KGW station in Oregon where he states that he has been wrongfully accused and paints himself as a victim, of course. Mm-hmm. He says, I have not been charged with anything for a reason. I'm guessing they are trying to come up with whatever they can on me because they have no one else as an easier target as me / sitting duck.
What makes him a sitting duck?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Law enforcement has until June of this year, 2024, to try him or release him. And it appears as if they might be delaying the charging of him in order to build a strong case against him. Because once they charge him, then the speedy trial clock starts. And I was looking it up in Oregon. I think if it's serious crimes like murder, I think you have 3 years to, after that starts, to get the trial started.
So that's okay. That's a speedy trial, huh? 3 years from charging to completion?
Well, till they start the trial, I guess.
Start the trial.
Yeah. Okay. A source close to the investigation said that the police are still waiting for results from forensic testing. So they're just still trying to build this case before they charge him. They want it to be as solid as possible. Yeah. There's a family tip line set up by the families of the 5 murdered women, as well as a reward. So if you have any information, you can contact the crime line at 503-607-8566. Email unitedjusticegroup@gmail.com, or you can give the information directly to the Portland Police at 503-823-0433. And we will give you an update once Calhoun is officially charged. So hopefully that will be in the next couple of months. And hopefully justice can be given to these victims and their families.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So that's
it's nice to hear of a, this is a fairly short time period, not years and years of victims.
I know, like Gary Ridgway.
Right.
Oh my gosh, which we're going to do maybe next week.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I already did a bunch of research for my interview with One Good Thing Media, which you guys can go hear. This was a couple weeks ago on One Good Thing Media. I interviewed Gerald over there, interviewed me. Anyway, and then we just wanted to tell you that we now have a Patreon.
Yay. Exciting.
Which is a way for you to support us and help us with the costs of running the show. And we have 3 tiers. There's the $5 tier. That's the bird nerd tier. And that's where you get access to bonus content. So we'll be releasing 1 or 2 bonus episodes a month.
We just made one.
Yep. We just made one. So it should be up maybe now. It might not be till this weekend. I've got to edit it. And then our second tier is $10 a month, and that's the sexy Sasquatch tier.
And you get tier 1 and tier 2, right?
You get tier 1 and tier 2, so you get that bonus content. Plus, we will send you a sticker. Plus, you get 10% off merch. Plus, you get access to a private chat with us. That's very, very important. That's very exciting. Very exciting. And then at the $20 a month level, that's the hot dummies level.
It's where you get to join the club.
Yeah, yep, exactly. You too can be a hot dummy, just like us. And not only do you get all of those things that the $10 a month level gets, but you get twice a year an awesome peach of awesome peach. I will send you a peach in the mail.
An awesome one.
And a piece of merch, like a t-shirt, a hat, a tank top, a tote, something very, very cool. And you will have access to a spreadsheet where you get to tell us what you want the bonus episodes on. So
I cannot wait. This is going to be those are going to be some of my favorite episodes.
We'll talk about whatever you want. You get to tell us.
fun stuff.
So you, if you want to keep it simple and you don't want to mess with Patreon, you can also subscribe to our bonus feed on Spotify for just $5 a month. And that'll just give you access to the bonus episodes and you don't have to worry about any Patreon sign up or anything like that. So you can do it right through Spotify. So thanks again for all of your support. It really means the world to us. And don't forget to subscribe to Effed Up History so that you can listen to our episode over there once it drops early tomorrow morning. It's dropping at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that's 5 a.m. here on the West Coast. And our episode will release at the same time. So 8 a.m. over there, 5 a.m. here. So that way you go listen to theirs first and then listen to ours. And it'll get you through a lot of laundry.
Yes.
And chores.
Yes, for sure. It's definitely a put your headphones in and go.
Yeah, I think you've got a good 3.5 hours worth of content there
between the two episodes.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, we will talk to you next time and
see you down the rabbit hole.